This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, kids. Now's your chance to win. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the fan night at Cleveland State Basketball on Thursday, January 15th at 7 p.m. at the Wohlstein Center. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is hosted by none other than Ken Carman and Anthony Lima.
Wow.
Well, I mean, not only are we talking about a 4-pack of tickets, it's Ken and Anthony as well. Get tickets at csuvikings.com/tickets. That is www.csuvikings.com/tickets. But you need to do this. Here's the word. I'm going to give you the code word. Ready? Stand by. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Got to do that by the end of the hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win your chance for a 4-pack of tickets. The Fan Night at Cleveland State Basketball, Thursday, January 15th at 7, hosted by Ken Carman and Anthony Lima. I wonder if Daryl...
Why not as much enthusiasm for Lima as Carman?
Hosted by Ken Carman and Anthony Lima! Better?
It's better.
Equal time?
Daryl Ryder is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl is our Browns and everything else beat reporter. Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
Daryl.
So, Daryl, riddle me this one, my friend. Since we last spoke, another opening, Mike McDaniel out in Miami. First of all, John Harbaugh, Miami, yay or nay? Second of all, Mike McDaniel, Cleveland, yay or nay?
Well, I mean, they're certainly going to throw their hat in the ring, and I'm sure that Harbaugh's availability was a factor in the Dolphins' ownership making that decision. And, you know, throws another roadblock in front of the Browns, who do have interest in Harbaugh. And we'll see if they're able to secure an interview with him next week. Harbaugh's not doing anything this week, according to multiple reports. I think it's most important, though, that the Browns, at the bare minimum, speak with John Harbaugh, even if you don't end up hiring him, so that you can get the detailed breakdown and intel on what he would do to kind of fix this mess here, because he spent 18 years slapping you around the football field.
Daryl Ryder, I'm a patient. I think you've known this about me for a while. I'm a patient man, aren't I?
You're a patient, all right.
I'm a patient man. So here's what I need to know, Daryl. Who's the next coach of the Browns? Tell me now.
Right now, based on the candidate list that is there, I am going to see that they ultimately settle on Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher,
who worked with Andrew Berry in Indianapolis. Does that mean anything?
Yes, that's why I'm picking Dan Pitcher to be the next head coach of the Browns when the dust settles in a couple of weeks.
That'll go over really well with the fan base.
Oh, I think the fans will be
really
excited.
Should sell a lot of PSLs in the dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then again, maybe he becomes the next Sean McVay.
Although, is that after every major coach turns him down?
Well, here's the thing. And I said this with Dan and Jeff yesterday. I think Andrew Berry already told us the coach that he was going to hire during his press conference on Monday. They're looking for another Kevin Stefanski, a coach that nobody else wants to talk to, a coach that nobody's interested in hiring, but they're smarter than the rest of the NFL, and so that's the guy they're going to hire. And, well, Kevin worked for a couple of years, won coach of the year twice, made the playoffs twice, won 11 games twice. So I really do believe that they're not going to go an obvious route. I think that they're going to look for an offensive head coach, even though they're going to talk defensive guys. Schwartz is interviewing today, so is Tommy Rees. I don't think either one of those are going to end up with the job. But I think that they'll go with a young, offensive, unproven coordinator dude. And then...
to save money?
To give him a strong offensive coordinator or whatever. Hopefully you can keep Jim Schwartz, who is under contract for 2026. And, you know, you move forward that way. But... I mean, this is typically how the Cleveland Browns operate. They are the smartest people in the NFL. They do the least amount of winning in the NFL.
But they're smart about it.
Yes, they are, and they will tell you so. So I think ultimately that's the road that they're going to end up traveling. Because I don't think Harbaugh is going to come here as much as I want him to come here. And I think he would flip this thing on its head the way it needs to be done. And could get this team to winning. I think he's going to end up in New York or Miami or Buffalo or Green Bay because I don't think the firings are done. And that's, I think, a driving force behind why he's not rushing to do a bunch of interviews right now because he wants to see what is open and then, you know, maybe pick three or four of those teams to go interview with. And so he's not wasting his time doing 7, 8 interviews because everybody that has head coaching opening wants him, right? And I'm sure he's and his people are already ruling out some teams that he just has absolutely no interest in talking to. And because of his experience, his resume, he doesn't need to go do all those interviews. So I think he's going to sit back, see what the results ultimately end up being this weekend. Now we got Miami in the ring and see if anything opens up, on Monday or Tuesday. And then probably he'll start doing some interviews on Wednesday.
Daryl, unless he tells a team, I'm not interested.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
That team's holding out. And they're not going to hire a coach. So he could slow this process down incredibly, couldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Riddle me this, my friend.
He's the first domino that has to fall.
Yeah, I agree.
From the Browns, I'm going to speak now specifically from the Browns' perspective, but this also applies league-wide. He's the first domino to fall. Now, taking the Browns out of the equation, Stefanski then becomes the second domino to fall. And, of course, Kevin is speaking with the Raiders today. He's already talked to the Giants. He's got an interview with the Tennessee Titans. I anticipate he's going to talk to the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe he ends up talking to the Miami Dolphins, too. But he will become the next domino to fall. And then once Harbaugh and Stefanski come off the board, then I think you'll see a tremendous amount of movement with other coaching openings around the league, going back to your point about this is going to take a couple of weeks to get done because, well, here's the other part of this too. Some coordinators on current playoff teams, I anticipate that you're going to get requests for them. Jonathan Jones from CBS mentioned how teams are kind of respecting wild card weekend here and not inundating teams with interview requests for their coordinators. I expect that to change next week, which means your coaching candidate list should grow from there as well.
Daryl, when Andrew Berry had his press conference, he spoke in terms of we and a tough decision we had and everything else, which certainly gave the impression he was in on the decision to move on from Kevin. How involved do you think he was in that?
No, I think he was intimately involved. They made the decision. I have been telling you, I am of the belief this decision was made in early December to keep Andrew and to fire Kevin. Everybody played nice until, you know, they made the announcement Monday morning at 9 a.m., right at 9 a.m. The NFL insiders got the heads up at about 8:59 and 30 seconds. So, yeah, I think he was intimately involved in the decision. And he said as much that it was a difficult thing for him to do because he considers Kevin Stefanski still to be family, even though he had to fire him. And he is obviously at the center of this next head coaching search.
Gerald, I'm trying to get a read on what exactly they want. And, you know, we talk about bringing in other guys that are just like Kevin Stefanski. I don't know that fans want that. I don't know that I want a veteran head coach. I want someone who's done this before.
I want John Harbaugh. That's where my list ends. He's the only guy I'm interested in.
You are ready, though, to pick somebody else, right?
Blank check, blank contract. You dictate the terms. You have been using this franchise as a whipping boy for 18 years. You know everything that is wrong here, and you probably know everything that needs to be done to fix it. So we're gonna you can have whatever title you want. If you want to come in and fire everybody, go right ahead. It is yours to fix, okay? Now, John may not want to be doing a lot of fixing, right? He may not want to come in and fire everybody and things like that. He may want to work with existing personnel and not take on anything more than being a head coach. He also may want an established quarterback and not either an up-and-comer or a hole to fill. Which is part of the reason I think if Buffalo comes open, he'll jump at that opportunity because they've got Josh Allen up there. Miami, there's questions. They're not going to. It doesn't look like they're going to bring back Tua next season. So he is the guy that I am convinced that can come in here and produce immediate results and produce consistent results. And I can say that because I've watched what he's done in Baltimore for 18 years. They missed the playoffs three or four times in that span, okay? They went to four conference championships. They won the division six times, okay? The Browns have more double-digit loss seasons over that span. They probably have two to three times more double-digit loss seasons than John Harbaugh does division titles. Like, you know, he's been scouting the Browns for years and years and years to beat them. And so he knows what the current state of affairs is. He knows how to win. He knows how to build an organizational culture. Now, we may not agree with the culture and how he goes about doing it. And certainly the folks toward the end of the tenure there down in Baltimore didn't agree with the culture that was, you know, down there. But guess what? The bottom line is They played a meaningful football game in Week 18 once again, while the Cleveland Browns were celebrating a player getting the sack record, and fans were lamenting the fact that the team won because it cost them draft position. So you tell me which position you would have rather been in this past weekend.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Is it odd that Jim Schwartz hasn't popped up in job searches for any of these other gigs, at least as of yet? Well, haven't seen his name.
Yeah, I mean, and he too, you know, I won't say odd. I will say that I feel like he deserves consideration. You know, certainly teams like the Raiders and the Cardinals, especially a team like the Cardinals, should give him consideration. The Falcons should look at him. I think he's done tremendous work here. And so I am a little surprised that his name hasn't popped up yet for head coaching jobs. Now, the other part of this, too, is, and we see this with the Browns, you see this with other teams, not every head coach interview is a head coach interview, if you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you're being interviewed to be the head coach, but they're really looking at you to possibly be a coordinator. And right. Since he is under contract here in Cleveland, teams can't do that. Like, it has to be they really want to hire you to be their head coach because he's under contract here as defensive coordinator for at least one more season, right? And then, obviously, you know, the new coach would have to let him out of the contract if the new coach doesn't want him to be the coordinator. Because that's the other part of this, too, that's complex for Jim. If they hire like this Ad and Dirty from Seattle, I don't anticipate Jim Schwartz is going to stay around. Why would he, right? if they hire someone that is a defensive coordinator to come in and replace Kevin Stefanski, I think then Schwartz says, you know, hey, yeah. Give me my walking papers.
Let me go.
So that I can go. Yeah, let me go. You know, somewhere else and do something else.
But PowerPoint presentation will end up in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, but you know, so kind of keep that in mind. I think that because he can't, you know, be doing the 2-for-1 interview, right?
Yeah.
You're interviewing for the head coaching job, but we're going to keep you in the back pocket for our coordinator job, just in case. I kind of feel like that's what the Todd Monken interview is. It is a legitimate head coach interview, but going to keep it in the back pocket. That maybe we pair Todd Monken with Dan Pitcher, right? I'm just throwing that out there as a scenario. Or we pair him
John
with
Harbaugh.
Or Tommy Rees, right? So those are things that, you know, fans have to kind of keep in mind as they get outraged over the lack of big names on the Browns coaching candidate list.
Daryl, thank you, bud.
See you, D.
You bet, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.